We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
A mental favor and just don't look at the forecast for the weekend.
Right?
It's gonna bum you out.
Hell, man.
We got our two warm days and that's it. We're gonna be done. Cold and rainy. Actually, next week looks beautiful.
We're done for summer. Nope, that's it.
But Memorial Day weekend, not looking great. Frost advisory tonight in some spots.
Well,
I think like east of the Mohawk Valley, so Hudson Valley maybe. Yeah, boy.
There was that one time we did get snow in June.
Remember that one time? July 4th snowstorm. Remember that snowstorm?
Yeah, this year. It'll be this year.
Blizzard of July 4th. We all loved it.
I can see that. Can you see that?
I mean, at this point, you could tell me it could snow year-round in Central New York, and yep. I would believe you because
it's just
is always cold.
And the weather people would make it seem like they knew about this, and well, you know, we told
now,
you.
Guys, this is something that we've encountered before.
It can happen. It's when you get the right mix. I will punch you.
I will
swing on you.
I will start throwing hands.
Peter Hall, I will swing on you and your
C-Dub.
Weird pants.
C-Dub, thank you for the prime sub. Of course, twitch.tv/theshow is live and in your business. How was your loud, screamy show last night? Fun?
That was fun.
Over at Sharky's?
Yeah, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people there. Everyone looked like they're having fun.
Not
diving on top of each other.
Not too chilly?
Towards the end,
yeah.
Like when I left, because I was just wearing my flannel,
it
was cold.
I mean,
like
it was in the 40s last night.
I was cold when I left. And that, but I mean, that by then it was, you know, a couple songs into the headliner.
Yeah.
And everybody that's diving on each other is not cold.
No, they're warm and sweaty.
Yep.
How's his voice sound live? Is it like able to pull it off?
Yes. It's insane. It's like a recording that you're like, that's a trick.
It is kind of
a
trick.
Voice.
Because I did see somebody dissect how those guys do those vocals, and it's they're doing it very quietly, but the mic is able to crank it. So it's not like he's screaming at full volume.
No, he's just doing
the guttural noise.
Yeah.
And then they can, you know, pump it up through the microphone. So
weird. It's very interesting. But it also works, too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just like noises.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is
loud noises.
Yep.
Katie says your almanacs said it would be warm and dry spring.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw that piece of
piece of garbage. Throw
right
that garbage right out the window.
Old farmer's almanac, Mike.
Yep. So good. I'm glad you guys had fun last night.
That was cool.
Didn't go too late.
Nope. No, it was great. And that community is so great, though. The metal community. They're all so nice.
They're all so polite.
They're all polite. There was only one guy, and it was right when I was walking in that was being escorted out, and the security guys were like, "Already?" Because it was like a couple songs the opener.
Mm-hmm.
But no. And that guy looked like
he was there to start trouble. You know,
like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That, like, you know that guy I'm picturing? The bigger, older guy that definitely still goes to bars and hits on.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Younger chicks.
He wasn't there for the band.
No.
How about the mosh pit? Do people do the mosh pit still? Yes. People are still mosh pitting at the Ragu Festival.
Oh, they were. That's what I mean by diving all over each other.
Yeah, they were.
They're doing the
good.
Put your foot there, and then I'm going to watch you. Like
glad
a little
people
front
are
flip.
Doing the mosh pits and the crowd dives and the wall of death. I am but a
simple
goat.
You should come. You should come.
Yeah,
go.
No, I'm going to be up here on the truck, tied to the truck, you know, just watching my wiener get smaller. You know, that's okay, though. That's
okay. Next time.
Well, twitch.tv/theshow is where you can stream us live. We'd love to see you on there. Of course, youtube.com/krockcny. Both
live streams are running. It is a Cocoa Puffs Thursday, 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow.
Oh, Joe.
Brought to you by our friends at East Coast Emeralds and Joe's Buds.
Yes,
sir. You know about that third one?
I don't understand.
Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard and East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse.
We'll find out later.
Get that good over there. Well, can't sell you that truck because there's a bird's nest on it. Sorry, can't move the bird's nest. As a Ford Lincoln dealership in Kansas has sold a Ford F-250 pickup.
Okay.
But you know how, like, you buy it, then you come back, like, later on to pick it up or get it delivered?
Yeah.
There was a robin that in that meantime put a bird's nest on the tire and started laying her eggs.
I see what you're saying.
And it's a protected bird, I guess.
A robin?
It's what it says. A robin built her nest on the truck's tire. The dealership discovered the nest after an employee noticed the mother robin constructing it. Over the next few days, she laid out four beautiful eggs, and now the eggs have hatched. Federal law protects active robin nests under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Thanks, Biden.
Little bird law for you.
Come
thanks, Lotto.
Bird Obama. Law. Biden, Hussein.
That's Obama's bird law right there.
Quote, this may be the only F-250 in America currently protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, wow. Officials joked. The customers who purchased the truck are understanding about the delay, and they're being incredibly kind about it. So what do you do? Just wait for the birds to go?
Just wait, yeah. Probably just a couple months. I'm sure they'll give a little discount.
Because I've had robins like build nests under my porch and stuff.
Yeah, are they protected here?
I don't know.
I got to know, because I'm going to have to stop eating them if they are. Are robins protected in New York State?
If it's a federal law, then yeah. Is it? What's it say? They're going to jail.
What you just said.
Come on in, officer.
What you just said.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Come on in, officer.
What?
Mm-hmm. He is under arrest.
I am today years old when I learned that you can't just grab a robin. Give it a little tickle.
JoJo says, because they are native migratory species, you must wait until the baby birds have left the nest before doing any work on the tree or area they are nesting in. According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Okay, then. Okay.
Oh.
Fuzz has a robin's nest on her dryer's exhaust right now. So I mean, you can't do laundry?
Yeah, what happens? Or do they just get a nice little warm breeze every once in a while now?
You say, hey, get gone.
Shoot.
Get gone out of here.
You got to name it.
How long are they going to be here, then?
I don't know.
Like, how long?
Like, how long does it take for, like, the birds, they poop out the egg, and then
they get the egg, and then these babies go away.
Let's find out.
Fuzz is still doing laundry. Well, you're going to jail, Fuzz. You're going right to jail.
How long does it take for a robin to hatch its eggs, and then the birds grow up and fly away? It'll tell me. 4 weeks.
Oh, all right. Not bad.
Until they can leave the nest.
That's not bad.
The whole thing takes 4 weeks.
Do you think the mama robin is kind of being like, you know, you should probably get going here?
Hey.
You've been living here pretty comfortable for a while.
Get on out of here. And then, and then they just boot the nest on their way out, because that's when you see them just sitting on the ground.
Yeah. Why does that happen?
I think they get bloated out.
Oh, good. But they're
the
done
winds,
with it?
Or the squirrels,
but sometimes
maybe.
There's little blue eggs.
Yeah. That's, they have,
and
they
then
have,
something will eat those eggs.
They have nice eggs. They look delicious.
Well, be careful. Got your robins. Rockin' robin.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a new level. We have a new bar. Good morning, everybody. This is K-Rock. The previous bar, so just to take you guys behind the scenes, because that's what we do. We have meetings once a month with sales department, and sales is like, I got this client. Can we get an idea? And the most ridiculous idea for a while came from Tammy. And she won't mind me picking on her, because Tammy's our homegirl.
I was busting on her yesterday in the lunchroom.
The craziest idea we've had for a while. It's always, here's how it always goes. We can put Cody in a blank, or Cody can do a blank.
Yes.
Cody's a 41-year-old man. We don't need to dress Cody up like a leprechaun.
Because I like
and
doing
run him around. He'll
fun
do fun
stuff,
things like
but,
bits with the show.
But let us.
We'll come up with the idea, all right? You
come
tell us
the
client.
Yeah.
We're really good, believe it or not, at coming up with funny ideas.
Yes.
So you just say, I have this client. What's your idea?
Yeah.
Splash Car Wash is a great example. They let us do whatever we want.
Yep.
So the bar, for a couple of years, has been,
We should put Cody in a dryer.
Yep. Put him in a dryer. Spin him around a little bit.
And for a couple of years, that was like the craziest idea we'd heard.
Yeah.
She was like, I want to do something fun with Colonial Laundromat. Maybe we can put Cody in a dryer.
Like put Cody in a dryer or
something.
Well,
that was beat yesterday, guys. That was beat yesterday. As we have a, they're not on the air yet, so I won't plug them.
Because the dryer idea, we shot that down.
And
go ahead.
Yesterday in our promo meeting, we were sitting there, and there's a business, I believe, out in the New Hartford area. Does weapons training. You can, you know, buy firearms and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, they wanted to do a funny video. Go, maybe we'll do a video with you guys. And I was like, well, we'll go out there and you can, you know, we'll do pistol classes or whatever they want to do.
Toss down around some ideas.
We should set Cody free in a field and people shoot at him. And I said,
just shoot me.
Did you just say we should shoot Cody?
Yeah, but like
he's running around and we shoot at him.
They want me dead.
So that's the new bar.
So
of crazy ideas.
I don't know.
I don't know
if
I think we could probably just do that one time.
Right.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Just at him.
Yeah. And then my immediate reaction was, because sometimes I got to talk these psychopaths back to earth. They go, and this was somebody who was on the Zoom.
Yeah.
We could just send Cody out into a field and we shoot at him.
Yeah.
And I go, you just said we were going to shoot Cody?
Yeah. Say it again.
Say
it again.
Say what you just said for the a potential firearms client in New Hartford. We're going to let, like, human hunting, we're going to let Cody. And he really doubled down. He's like, no, back. You're like, you can do it. And I go, I don't think you're hearing yourself right now.
He explained about how he got shot with a paintball gun. That's not the same.
That's not what you just said.
That's not the same.
This is not a paintball client. This is a firearms client. They sell real firearms.
Yeah.
And I can't. Yeah. You know what? Go pitch him that. Go pitch him that.
Can't condone duck hunt with Cody.
Cannot. Your mother's like, what is going on?
Right.
What is going on? So, hopefully we get this client on the air. We can show you some gun safety tips. We can better our skills. I would always look to have better firearm skills.
Shockingly, we had better ideas.
Yeah. But I'm gonna go ahead and shoot down the idea of shooting my friend and partner.
We'll see.
As he runs around the field like a baby deer.
Hold on.
No, but you're not hearing me. We can just get him out there.
Just graze him a little. Yeah.
Some say that piece of bubble gum I swallowed in 1987 is still in there.
Yep.
Still in my belly.
You never ever digest bubblegum.
No. It's right next to that watermelon seed I accidentally swallowed. Yep. That's a whole watermelon plant in my belly right now.
What was with that?
I don't know. Adults lie to us a lot.
Why do they care so much
if you swallowed your gum?
Who cares?
I don't know. Was that a problem?
Right.
Does it mess up your belly?
As kids, could you not handle it? So then you'd get all constipated and you're like...
Ask Cody AI.
Poop out gum.
Why can't we swallow gum? Ask Cody
why can't we swallow bubble gum?
Was it a different texture in the 70s and 80s?
You can because...
What's it say?
Because your body cannot digest the gum base.
So I'll just poop out a wad of gum.
So then, yeah, just poop out. It's the same way when I eat pennies.
Yeah, it could be a choking hazard, Katie says. Sure.
I mean...
Mm-hmm. Blue-eyed chick... In chat, my cousin told me cowtail candy was made from real cowtails. Honestly, Blue Eye Chick, I would have believed that. Because what a weird thing to call a piece of candy. You could have convinced me of that.
That's really good.
You could have convinced me of that. Like, oh, it is?
Yeah,
what they do is they kill the cow, and that's how you get burgers.
They don't want to get rid of the tail.
They don't want to waste the tail, so that's what the tail is. Because
it's so sweet.
Oh, okay, and it just... So the cow tail is sweet and sugary, and the rest of it is meat?
Can you imagine thinking that as a kid, though? then you see a cow and you just see that tail flopping around and you're like, that's delicious.
Yeah. I'm that disgusting that, cow. That thing is like a sweet little taffy treat.
It's currently swatting poop nuggets back and forth like a hippo.
No, it tastes like caramel.
Mm, okay.
If you will.
That's the chocolate one.
Yeah. I thought that for way longer than I should have. Well, I get it.
Well,
I get it. There were weird names of those things.
But that'd be funny if you go to poop out, you eat a bunch of gum, and you go to poop out, and it blows a big bubble.
Ah! That'd be comedy.
That'd be good.
A question on social media is the dumbest question, and people are reacting to it. The question is, Cody, would you wear a blindfold for 24 hours in exchange for $10 million?
What? Yes.
Like, there are blind people that have to do this for $0.
Yeah. That's a weird...
Like, what a weird question.
Mm.
They say, all right, someone asked people, would you or could you wear a blindfold for 24 hours in exchange for $10 million?
Yes.
You can't take the blindfold off, even for a second.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like a blind person?
Yeah, there's out there right now some blind guy's like,
okay,
can I have
$1 million?
Can I have like $300 million? Because I've been blind my whole life.
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time.
So it's been much more than a day.
You can stay at home, but you can't fall asleep. When the challenge ends, you get $10 million.
All right.
What a stupid challenge.
Yeah.
8,000 people have voted on it to say, yeah, I could do it for, like you guys are all saying, I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, just to...
I mean, I don't want to stay awake for 24 hours because I like to sleep.
Well, I initially, as soon as you said it, I was like, I'm just going to go home and sleep and take a nice-ass nap for a while.
Yeah, like just get really high.
Yeah.
Put on like a cool podcast or audiobook.
And just be like,
and just chill for 24 hours.
But... cannot fall asleep. Like, ever? The whole time?
For 24 hours. That would be a harder challenge, and then we shoot at them. Yeah, and then we shoot at them.
Shoot at you. Got it.
Yeah, then we shoot at them.
See, now you're using big brain thinking.
Yeah, that would be harder for me than the blindfold part.
Yeah.
Is staying awake all that time.
Because now it's like 3 a.m., and I'm blindfolded, just sitting in the dark.
Let me think.
I mean, all my other senses would be heightened, so I mean, I'd be eating fancy peanut butters and such.
Like, I guess the longest I've stayed awake recently would have been probably that Nine Inch Nails show.
Okay.
Because I would have gotten up at like 8 a.m. that day, went through my whole day. My kid had a basketball game that day. I went to his basketball game, drove down to New Jersey, went to Nine Inch Nails, drove straight back to Fulton, New York, got home at like 5 a.m., so really, that was like 21 hours almost.
Ooh, sorry.
Didn't make it.
You don't get the 10 million.
Have you done that? Have you done recently a stretch like that?
While you were doing it, I was trying to think of what would be... The only thing I could think of was when I stayed... I'm sure I stayed up very late that Friday we went to Golden's. Because I would have woken up at 3 a.m.,
and that's a Cocoa Puffs night, so you would have been up late because was there like sports on or something?
I can't remember. Well, I think was it the draft?
Might have been draft night.
Yeah, it was the draft because it was April, end of April.
Yeah.
So I was up, you know, I only got a couple hours of sleep, and then by the time I got home and then watched the draft that night, I probably didn't go to bed till 11, 12.
Good stretch.
Oh, maybe almost the same. Probably like 20 hours, 18, 19, 20 hours.
Whoa. What about you guys? What's the longest stretch? Because, yeah, the blindfolded thing, it's a little ableist because you're like, there are blind people that just do this. This is their lives.
I bet there's some parents out
Could
there.
Could you be in a wheelchair for 24 hours? Well, people
and
are.
Not stand up at all. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, memes on me, about 24 hours is the biggest stretch. Because there is a point where you start to go insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Clinically insane. Like, it's a dangerous thing to do.
Where everything is funny.
Hambone worked a 22-hour day once. That's crazy.
Oh, that's like, and I'll do it again. First day Taste of Syracuse, where I'm up at 5.
Oh, that's 5, right, buddy.
And then I don't get home until 1 in the morning. So, I mean, that's pretty close.
Please go buy Kool-Aid and Kulikals from Coco. Make it worth his time.
Yeah, if I sell out, I can go home.
Mm-hmm.
If I sell out of everything day one.
Sell out by 2 p.m. Bye.
someone wants to buy a mass amount of something.
JoJo did 26 hours when they went to California. Wow.
Yeah, no thank you. Uh-uh.
Text line, last Saturday with the Avatar concert in Buffalo, I was up at 4 a.m. for work, didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. the next day.
Sheesh.
That's 22 hours. That's a good stretch. I don't like it, though.
Has anybody got, like...
Danny stays up 28 hours every Wednesday. That sucks, Danny.
I'm sorry.
That sucks.
Then we got, like almost 2 days thing. We were like, well, it was Monday morning. I woke up, and then I didn't really get to bed till about Wednesday afternoon.
Look, the text line right there. Plow guys are doing this all the time during these storms.
That's true.
You know, my Uncle Chuck, my cousin Travis, my father-in-law, all plow drivers, they've had some stretches. Firefighters do that thing. Or even, like, aren't those surgeons supposed to be, like, on call and they'll sleep in the hospital?
Yeah, they just
have a little bed there.
Sleep there and wait.
Cool, man. Cool. Pax did 48 hours. Well, chat's live. Twitch.tv/theshow. What's the longest stretch you've done? Our first ever Show Fam plant swap is happening. Is it next Saturday? It's next Saturday, baby. Next Saturday, May 30th.
Wow, holy cow. May.
Over at Crazy Daisies. I wouldn't know it's May.
Yeah.
As it's going to be cold and rainy.
Reels.
Next Saturday, it looks like it's going to be good weather. Next Saturday for our plant swap, 2 to 4 over at Crazy Daisies. Put it in your calendar. Bring your clippings, your propagating sons of bitches, your old gardening tools you want to swap.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun community event we're trying out. I hope you all come and hang.
Just come have a good time.
I obviously am not the picture of health. I think we can all know that. We've all decided that at this point.
I have no leg
to stand on when it comes to saying...
You have two legs, but the ankles are very weak.
I have very weak ankles. Very fragile ankles. So, have you seen these new Dunkin' buckets?
I think we talked about it, I think.
They tested them last year, the 48-ounce
buckets of iced
coffee.
And then we had somebody in here right around that time to mention something else, and they mentioned the bucket as well from actual Dunkin'.
Again, so I'm not here to lecture you, but you can't drink 48 ounces. You can, I guess.
Is that a challenge?
I don't know much about the human body.
Is that a challenge?
But 48 ounces of iced coffee seems like too much coffee?
It's this, right? That's not too bad.
That's 48 ounces?
Is it or no?
Look at the bottom of it.
It doesn't say. We talked about this before that I don't know how much is actually in this.
This is 64. This is 64, so it's a little less than this.
I think that's not bad because it's all day. People think about people drinking a coffee all day long.
You're all taking that. You're all accepting the challenge. 36? I see you.
All right, so this one's about 36 then?
Earlier this year, and if you want to see it, just Google Dunkin' Bucket. It's everywhere now.
Dunkin' Bucket. Careful how you spell it.
Earlier this year, Dunkin' tested 48-ounce buckets of iced coffee. Like, we're becoming Idiocracy. We're past the movie, I think, at this point.
No, that's... Yeah, we are.
So it's basically a... You know what a venti is at iced coffee at Starbucks? Two of those.
Oh, okay. All right.
Those are 24 ounces.
Gotcha. Well, think about your typical Italian.
Mm-hmm.
They drink coffee all day until into the evening times. So they probably have 12 cups of coffee.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's a whole pot.
I almost did a coffee this past weekend. I thought about it for a second.
There's ones...
I don't need more vices. I don't need more substances.
No, well, you can't. It's not one that... Because they're not... I mean, well, maybe. They're not, like, addicting. They're just a nice treat to have every once in a while because you would like what, like, I order. I don't get...
It's like a milky one?
I don't get a... Just give me a black... Blah, blah, blah. No, I get the fanciest... imagine Michael Scott's pretzel order.
Yes.
But, like, coffee.
The works, right.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, you did put ice cream in it. That's right.
Yeah, it's barely coffee. So...
Because my wife has started dabbling, not in coffee. She gets this other thing.
Probably something that... Tastes better.
That'll taste better and it's iced.
Ooh,
so we're just hanging out in Camillus.
Yeah.
And Freedom of Espresso's right there.
Yep.
And we got like an hour and a half to kill. The oldest is at acting classes and it was a community garage sale. We're walking around and we're like, you want to go get something to drink at Freedom of Espresso?
Exactly.
And my wife gets whatever her thing is.
And then you white girl to run.
And I saw the machine
And I was like, well, maybe I want to try a little cappuccino or something like that. Like a little quick one, but then I also didn't want to crap my pants immediately after.
No, it's not too bad because you have, I think when it comes to that type of stuff, we're very similar. It's not, coffee doesn't really.
It doesn't?
No, it'll help for sure.
It'll
if you
move
just
things
get like,
along.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like, oh, I got a diarrhea's. But if you just ask the person next
will
time.
Will this give me diarrhea's?
No, well, not that.
Excuse me, will this give me diarrhea's?
Excuse me, barista.
What? What?
It's
the drink in the cup.
That.
Do I go poopy?
Can I poop here?
Can I please have bathroom key?
But no, just ask them. Be like, I want something not crazy strong, but sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh, you should try our.
Yeah.
That's usually what I do because I don't know the names of anything. So when I go to those places, I do that all the time. Or I just let the person behind there be like, yeah, get this.
Because I was at the doctor yesterday, I filled you all in. Last night on Whiskey Wednesday, I filled all. I feel like I'm at the age now where I'm just, the only thing we talk about is my doctor's appointments.
Wow, it's very important.
So I was at my doctor's appointments, and I always feel good.
Yeah.
When he asks, like, how much water are you drinking? And I'm like, I'll probably drink 100 ounces of water in a day. He's like, that's good, that's good.
Yeah.
He goes, how much alcohol are we drinking? And I go, well, I'm drinking 100 ounces of water.
I got the water going.
He goes, yeah, but what about our alcohol? Yeah, but the water, though, Doc. The water, bud. Anyways.
It measures all it out, it doesn't it?
It's all yin and yang, Doc.
It helps flush the system, I thought. No?
No, come on, but the water, right?
Yeah, right.
We don't need
that. Okay, bud. You just keep the doctor in, and we'll leave this to the professionals.
And then he goes, how much ice cream are you eating? And I go, but the water,
yo,
Doc.
Your doctor sucks. You want to go to my doctor? She don't ask me that.
Yeah, it's because I'm trying to watch that BP, bud. You know I'm watching that BP.
No, I know.
You know I'm watching that BP.
No, that's a good doctor. But then he asked about ice cream?
Well, that was
why?
A new one.
Why?
Because I think it's ice cream season.
But why? Why does it matter, though?
Well, he just goes, you know, because I've got, so my cholesterol, you're listening to the old man show.
Well, now I want to know. What I got to be watching for.
I have a good amount of that hot, whatever the good cholesterol is.
Yep, same.
He says, you want this number to be this because it's like, he's like, it's like Pac-Man where this cholesterol will stop the bad cholesterol from like attaching to your walls or whatever.
Okay.
So he goes, you got good cholesterol. He goes, but do you eat a lot of ice cream because that could bump up the bad cholesterol? And I go, well, how much is too much ice cream? And he didn't really have an answer for me. He's like, well, we can just watch your numbers, but, you know, make it a special treat. It's not an everyday thing.
I don't know about...
Because it's not for me, but for you it is. But your blood work looked good. I saw your blood work.
Yeah, no, all my things are fine.
You look good.
Other than that, with that red thing, and they said that's fine.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Mm-hmm. So back to Duncan, shall we?
Are they going to... go forward with the buckets.
Kicks off tomorrow. Buckets launch tomorrow morning.
See, here's the
Friday
move.
Friday the 22nd.
What you got to do is cater to our advertising side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Just bear with me.
We shoot you?
What? Yes.
We shoot you with a gun?
It's summertime.
Yeah.
So cater to that. Yeah, you can do iced coffee. Put all your fancy... colorful drinks in there with like a umbrella thing.
Oh, that might be way too much sugar though. Like if you had like a
an iced coffee.
What
do
they call the Dunkin'?
Those refresher whatever.
What's the blues like slushy essentially? What is that?
Oh, I haven't had that in forever. I forget.
It's called something.
But like they've
got 48 ounces of a blue slushy might be too much.
But they've got the sugar free stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
So dump all that in there too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Launches tomorrow. The buckets are $12.99.
Oh my god.
They
culottas.
Already thought about what you said.
The culottas. Yeah.
Can be filled with iced coffee or a Dunkin' refresher.
Yeah. Why not?
It's too much sugar. Again, I am not the picture of health.
But
I do watch my sugar intake.
But just be careful.
And this is too much sugar.
Culotta. Those are good culottas.
They can be fully customizable with varying flavor syrups, different caffeines, and sweeteners.
Me too.
Culottas. They're called culottas. Yeah. So a big blue culotta.
Those are so good.
It's limited, so if you want one of these buckets,
right.
No refills.
Oh, no. Come on. You got to be able to walk in, well, sanitary reasons.
And they're not really commenting on how many each location will have or how like often the restocks will be. So I don't know if this is like a promotional gimmick or something that'll be around for a while. So if you want it, I guess tomorrow, go for it.
But I wonder if it'd be in the app now.
48-ounce buckets are not meant to be shared. Obviously, they are not going to fit in your cup holder. So what? I've got to drive around with a bucket betwixt my legs or on the floor?
Yeah, you got to like set it down, I bet.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, it doesn't say anything about it in the app, about it like coming soon.
Are they going to sell an accessory like a 3D printed cup holder extender where you put it in the cup holder, but then it also holds the bucket?
You set it over like your middle section?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not a bad idea.
We are absolutely idiocracy. Did you see that you can get Big Gulp in a bag too?
Why?
We're having just too much beverage.
Why they put it in a bag?
I don't know.
It comes in something already.
Yeah.
Put it in that.
But like at the Big Gulp at the station now, you can get it's like the multiple sizes, and now they've added just a sack, like a plastic sack.
Okay. That's not how you
We've already got enough diabetes.
You can't just fill up a big plastic bag of...
Because I know my people. I know my Fulton people.
Yeah, they love it.
We're giving soda to babies where I live. That's...
Hey,
our babies are drinking Mountain Dew.
They like Mountain Dew. Back off, dick.
I'm trying to protect my people because now I'm going to see people walking around Fulton with a bag of Dew and a straw in it.
Just carrying it.
With their pajama pants and their sandals.
I was just going to say, pajama pants as they go into another establishment with their sack of Dew.
Drink some water, bud. Ripping on a heater with a sack of soda.
Sack of Dew. How do you think they make these sodas?
Just trying to protect my people.
Come on.
40-ounce out buckets go on sale tomorrow. They were tested last year, like I said. You didn't see it in the app?
No, I didn't see it. Like, not like a coming soon.
Okay.
Or maybe it'll just be there tomorrow.
There's just too much bag. There's too much beverage, I think, right now in this country. Alan had a bag of Fanta on Hangover 2.
That's true. That is true.
I did that once at Moe's because I wanted the Moe's sweet tea.
Yeah,
you can buy it in a bag.
The pouches.
Yeah.
They're like those, thicker whatever pouches. That is a little different than, because I can just picture the plastic bag that a 7-Eleven is using.
It is the 1 gallon Big Gulp. It's the 1 gallon bag of soda from 7-Eleven. You can't, guys, again, I'm not healthy. You can't drink a gallon of soda! Stop it!
The gulpy bagger is what they called Josh back in college. Like, what?
What are we doing?
Even is that?
What are we doing? It's a gallon of Mountain Dew, and you're walking around.
You're just carrying around a satchel.
Maybe it's meant, and I'll play, let me just play devil's advocate. Maybe it's meant to, like, bring home and put in the fridge. And that's your...
Is there a spigot on it?
It's a little cap that you just...
Yeah. No.
Like, every photo of people are drinking out of the bag.
Yes, exactly. Because it's not a spigot, like you said, to put it in the fridge and pour at your own convenience. No, it's like you're an old-timey southern surveyor walking along the river stream, you know, looking for gold.
Uh-huh.
You got to fill up your pouch.
And
then,
that's your traveling pouch.
My dew sack's done gone dry.
Exactly.
Got to find me the nearest creek bed.
Cousin Jay, because it's $1.19 for a 20-ounce soda, $1.59 for a bottle of water.
Yep.
Comes out of the tap. We're in America. We got pretty good tap water. Just do what we do. Get a big thing of it, walk around with it.
Yes. Squirt.
Gallon
flavor it in
soda.
It because water is
I love water. I love it. Anyways, that's
gross.
So like I've lectured you guys. I guess you can do what you want. It's your body. Do what you want. I don't care.
How much ice cream you got?
I just see you.
Now I kind of want some ice cream.
I just know I'm going to see my people walking around with their satchel of soda.
Just
a straw.
It's going to be leaking. Going to have a trail of dew behind him.
I know I'm going to see a guy in like a motorized wheelchair with a big bag of...
Just with this big sack of dew sitting on his crotch.
With a straw going from his sack of dew up to his mouth and just ripping down Broadway.
While one of his 5 to 8 kids is pushing him in that motorized wheelchair thing.
And it'll happen exactly when I'm with someone like Cody. And every time when I take someone to Fulton or up in Oswego County, I'm like, guys... We're not that bad.
Yeah.
And the second I make a statement like that,
yeah.
Wheelie in his wheelchair with a sack of soda will go right in front of me and
I'll go, ah.
Old Sweatpants McGee will be strolling out of McDonald's.
Yeah. I try to make a case for my Oswego County friends. And
what? They're in my nice pajama pants.
He's not going out, PJ.
They ain't even got the salts on the bottom of the pant leg from going out in the winter.
I try. I'm like, you know, we're not that bad up here in Oswego County. We're not that bad.
Yeah, but I've been to that Walmart a couple times.
Yeah.
So.
Trying.
Are you?
I'm doing all I can.
Not you so much.
Yeah, no, they're not. No, they're not. You know what Thursday means?
A little closer to the weekend.
Nah, we can do weed drugs tonight. Hey, tonight at 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow. Update your links. Don't forget. twitch.tv/theshow.
Coco
will go live. Coco, you've been doing a thing where you bring up like the video game screen, but then you never do play video games.
Just in case.
Okay.
Just in case it's there. And I'm usually playing
right before. Gotcha.
To the minute.
Because I didn't know what we'd play. I mean, there's still hockey going on,
I guess.
There's
still some hockey. I can play basketball.
He will show you the products we can't talk about on the radio because it's illegal. So tune in tonight, 7 o'clock on our Twitch channel, East Coast Emeralds and Joe's Buds, providing the good.
I did download, there was I'll call it the new Contra because I don't know when all those came out. But it's not, it's different.
It's not a side scroller?
No, it's like one of those, I don't know what you call them.
First person shooters?
All over the place, though. Like, you see your person, but...
Like an open world Contra game?
Kinda, yeah. It was kinda neat.
Oh.
So that's on.
Would I like that? Cousin Jay and I played a lot of Contra in the 80s.
I haven't played it enough to know yet. It started and I moved like a couple steps and went, oh, it's one of these. I went, all right, I don't want time to dive into this. I thought it was just an easy, like a Ninja Turtles, pick it up, kill some guys real quick, and then be done.
When we'd go to bowling night, Jay, what bowling alley was that? Whatever bowling alley we'd go to had Contra at it.
The noises were the best.
So good. So good. We would just load up on quarters and see how far we can get on Contra, dude. Yep.
Ugh.
So you got to be a special level of scumbag to steal from farm stands. Have you seen all these videos going around now?
Oh, no, really?
Nothing local that I've seen. I'm sure there has been dirtbags that do it locally.
Better not be stealing from all them farm stands that you guys are all...
But I've seen so many TikToks of people... Who are just walk, because everybody has cameras everywhere now. So, like, all these farm stands have cameras, and it's always somebody who just pulls over, walks up, grabs a bunch of stuff, and leaves.
Douchebags.
Like, I don't know how you go through life thinking that you're allowed to do that.
Oh, because I'm just picturing my favorite farm stand, the one that's on the way to Verona, that's just their family farm.
Yeah.
That they put out in the summer. Like, what are you doing? That'd be funny now you say that. If the place that I go to, everyone wants to watch back. If they have cameras, the camera footage, you'll just see 5-minute sessions of me talking to myself endlessly.
Trying to decide what you want.
Saying out loud every single product three to four different times. Oh, well, we got this for this. I bet we can get that. But there's also this brand.
If that footage exists, farm stand owner, I'd like to watch Cody talk. I see Cody talk to himself all day anyways. But
if it's me cross-armed looking at the 8 different breads going, pepperoni, mozzarella bread, pepperoni with the tuna bread.
I am in relationships with 2 people who talk to themselves, you and my wife, and I've had to learn over time. My wife will just be having conversations with herself, and I'll go, what's that? And she'll go, I'm just talking to myself. Same with Cody.
Yeah,
he'll be somewhere. I go, what? What do you need? Nas.
Anna.
I'm just...
No, I'm nothing.
And with Cody, they're all brain thoughts, but usually only in like 25 to 50% of those come out.
It'll start in here,
and then
a little piece will fall out, and I'll say that other piece, but then the rest will still be up in my head.
Be in there, and I'll be like,
did I say that out loud?
The what blanket?
I'll say that out loud.
Oh, now I was just thinking about my laundry.
Did I say it out loud?
Mel says somebody was stealing from the farm stand in Frankfurt.
What?
And there's video.
Jerk.
Well, I hope they get busted. Put them on blast.
And what sucks is that the camera footage is always the, you know... This, where you can't, there's my face, even though it's a camera right in front of it.
Well, it's getting better, because in Colorado, they caught one.
Yeah.
I like the nickname they gave her, the Oatmeal Cream Pie Bandit. That's Home Alone 6 coming out very soon.
And I love a good cream pie. You know that about me, bud.
Josh the cream pie bandit in college.
Woman in Colorado has finally been caught after she had been raiding a local farm stand of homemade oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, man. Those sound good.
And this bitch, and I will call you a bitch,
no,
would pull up, get out of her car, see the camera, load up a bag, look at the camera, say thanks, and leave. Like, F you. Somebody made those.
Is she going to try to be like, I thought they were free. Why would you put stuff up by the road?
I thought this was just for, like, people who, like, the Amazon drivers. Yeah. Are you an Amazon driver?
Well, no.
No, but I thought that was for everybody.
Yeah, that's not fair that they just get them.
I had a woman stop by with her very large bag and pretty much take all the treats out of the stand. She also took a bunch of jams and stuff from one of my other vendors in large amounts. Like, she filled this bag as full as she can fill it, and then also filled her arms, and then just said thanks to the camera and peaced out. I had just put out all the oatmeal cream pies that you guys voted on, and she took all of them. I think I had 5 left after that I ended up putting out. So I think like 5 other people got oatmeal cream pies, but she took the rest.
I don't know if it's the case, but it's a credo that I live by. That scumbags will get their karma someday. I just have to live by that. It doesn't seem to ever happen. It doesn't ever seem to happen. But I just really do, like, I've raised my kids to believe in, like, karma. I don't know if that's religious. I don't know what it is. But I just feel like if you do bad things, something will happen to you. No. So I hope this woman, obviously she got arrested, but more needs to happen.
You only get bad things happening if you're bad at math, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. A farm stall had the camera inside, like you heard.
And then just peace out.
The small business owner didn't know what to do. The woman came back. So she was there. There was footage. The woman came back.
When?
The owner confronted her and said, I have a tab for you from a couple of weeks ago.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
She said, how do you want to pay? The woman patted down her pockets and said, oh, I need to go back to my car to get my phone.
Oh, yeah, right. Bye.
She took off, obviously. Yeah.
But I'm glad.
She passed that on to the police because now she had the license plate.
Yep.
Police arrested her.
Yep.
Man, that just absolutely, absolutely scumbag behavior. And I agree, sister, you got to put out good to get good back. I was texting with Marissa over the weekend that I went to this small shop and I didn't really need anything, but she was selling candles and I bought a candle because I feel like if I support small businesses, that'll come back to me someday. Yeah. You know, you got to put good out in the world to get it.
So I like all those roadside stands that I frequent because that's someone taking their...
There's a bunch this year, right?
Yeah.
Way more than I'm used to seeing.
It's exploding.
Yeah.
The people's obsession with bread is helping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kickstarted a lot
Everybody
of people.
Everybody learned how to make bread during the pandemic.
Like, the sourdough things or whatever. Like, the one that the news featured, it's got too big that the person had to put it in a different house.
Oh.
Because they would get so many people that would start showing up at their place.
Okay.
They didn't have anywhere for anybody to park, so they had to put it somewhere else.
Okay. I like all those things. I mean, I am a little, and this is not, I'm not a slight on anybody. I don't know what everybody's kitchen looks like, so I do get a little iffy about just eating people's food from their house.
Yeah, no, I understand it. Luckily,
but if
though,
that's what you like.
I can put that aside for some things.
Mm-hmm.
But this house is where the place I go to.
It's immaculate.
Oh, my God.
So you know it's clean.
Most gorgeous, like, farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the most stereotypical. It's like a Rockwell painting.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Joe is up in Cranberry Lake, got a big old jug of homemade maple syrup from a stand.
I love stopping at those so much.
They are cool. I have a lot of Amish ones up by me.
Anytime I see them, I will try to stop.
We haven't. I don't want to say where it is because I don't want people to blow them up.
Yeah.
There's an Amish stand by me that is not only selling foods, they sell like clothing and blankets.
They make stuff. Yeah.
And they have a whole, like, it's like a whole storefront, essentially.
I'd buy an Amish
shirt. Up by the road.
I'd wear that.
And people are there all the time, and they're like, that's like the Amish woman is at her store.
I'd put that on for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Anyways, 315-364-109. What's your farm stands? What you finding?
What you got?
What you got out there? Oh, no, there's a robin's nest in the K-Rock sign. You can't do anything.
Yo.
Sorry. It's because it's protected, so...
You give me a day, I can get us a robin's nest. I will do some hunting out in them woods.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Tonight is Coco Puff, 7 o'clock on Twitch.
Yes!
We would love it if you popped in.
Trifecta. Haley Jackson, Chloe Mellis, and Haley.
All of his favorite girls
Dylan
are on
Dump
the...
Truck.
All of his favorite ladies, women...
Sorry, yes.
...are on the Today Show, and... He's a little distracted.
Speaking of smoking.
Yeah, there he is. Tonight, Joe's Buds and East Coast Emeralds provide the good, good. You tune in 7 o'clock for a good hang. What are we supposed to do about the turtles in the road?
If you can, you...
Do we touch them or don't touch them? Because the snapping turtles can really injure you, right?
Be careful, because don't do it recklessly, because you will get your finger chopped off. You help them whatever way they're going. You help them that way, if you'd like to. If not, you drive around them and you don't hit them like the biggest pieces of trash in the history of the universe. Those of you that drive over turtles. You've never seen just...
On purpose?
There's people out there, yeah. But it's like,
That's a mental illness, man.
Yeah, no. So,
like, I don't know what... Because I've been seeing them a lot these last couple of weeks. And luckily, it's out by me, so there's not a lot of traffic
on
the roads.
If you can and it's safe for you to pull over and give them a little heads up and a little help, then, yeah. But usually you kind of just let them go.
Just make it, like, go, bud.
Like, you just go around them and they go where they're
going.
Hurry
up, bud. Get there. Come on now.
Because I've moved a couple. But usually, if you get out and you start, they like, no! And they...
Oh, see, Mel.
Do like the... Ooh,
Mel says bring a shovel in your car.
There you go. There you go.
So that if you see one, you can specifically scoop it up and relocate it. Maybe they'll do that then. Well, Harrison County, Indiana. Authorities have detained a man on Tuesday after observation of him performing dance moves in the middle of the street with an Eastern box turtle that he found.
Oh, cool.
Indiana Department of Natural Resources confirmed the individual was likely high on methamphetamine.
So he's got a little turtle buddy.
He captured the Eastern box turtle from nearby, which violates many laws.
Protect the turtle.
Guys, is it K-Rock Studio? I'm sorry. It's got a robin's nest and an Eastern box turtle in it.
Oh, he's right there. Yep.
Right here. You can't do anything.
Oh,
nope,
he's scampered away, and I think he's hiding now, so I don't know. He's,
he's in here somewhere. You better not make any changes.
What's with all these protected animals?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can we not eat anything anymore?
I know! Eastern box turtles are long-lived and slow to mature and have very few offspring per year, and they may not be collected from the wild. That reminds me, I didn't see my turtle this spring. We usually have a turtle that buries her eggs in our yard.
Maybe too cold?
Well, last spring she moved down to my in-laws.
Oh, go check.
So maybe she's next door.
Because it just probably comes up out of the river. I was like, I'm just going to start walking here, and wherever I got to poop out these, I'm going to poop out.
But we had a very specific plot that this turtle loved to bury the eggs like three springs in a row.
And then just sit there?
No, they
leave
it.
Or they just take off?
They just take off? But Freddy smells it, and he doesn't like it.
No, he wants those eggs out of there.
He does not like what's in there.
Let him eat them.
I always had to shoo him away, but we haven't had the turtle this year.
Delicious turtle eggs.
Conservation officials safely released the uninjured turtle. So good.
I want to see, what type of dance moves?
I mean, meth dance moves, bud.
Like, was he, holding it,
I can show you some.
Like this, where he's holding it, by its sides?
Like, dancing with
was
it?
Was he, swinging its arms, poor little turtle arms around? Because I don't want to be swinging his poor little turtle
arms
around.
That turtle's friends are never going to believe the day it had.
No.
That turtle is going back to its friends and be like,
hey,
guys.
Hey, where'd you go, bud?
You're never going to believe this. I was just out doing my turtle stuff.
Yeah, we saw you, and then you were gone.
This giant picks me up, and we're doing these tribal moves or something. Okay, Terry the turtle. Hey, okay, bud.
All right, Terry. Give me your weed drugs, Terry.
No!
Give me your weed drugs.
This guy picked me up.
Oh, and you were dancing around with him?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I swear to God.
Cool,
We were in the middle of the road, and he was dancing with me. It was awesome.
Oh, and then what happened? Crazy lights start flashing around.
Yeah, how'd you know? Were you there?
Okay.
It was like a rave, and then...
No, man, I've seen it too.
And then somebody brought me back here. I don't even know how I got here.
All right, we're gonna go this way, Terry.
All right, Terry.
Goodbye.
See you, Terry Bear.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, in and around Clinton Square, coming up in a couple weeks, bud. First weekend of June, 5th and 6th. Live music all day. Delicious food treats. If you watched Whiskey Wednesday last night, I sampled Gilligan's Maple Whiskey Ice Cream.
Hell yeah, bro.
Which, if you're over 21, you can sample at the Taste, coming up over at the Gilligan's booth, along with our Butterface ice cream.
Oh!
Now, I spaced out last night. Is the I know it's got the Biscoff cookie chunks and the raspberry swirl.
Yeah.
Was the ice cream base a cookie butter ice cream or a vanilla ice cream? It was?
Cookie butter.
I'm glad. Then I'm glad.
Yeah. The only one that wasn't was just that. Was that it number two?
Like number two, I think, was just a vanilla base.
With
yeah.
the Nutella. Mm-hmm. No. The cookie butter. It was vanilla ice cream with the cookie butter.
Sure.
The one that made me do the dance the time that I got all cookie butter.
Yeah.
And like no ice cream. Like, no ice cream. All cookie butter.
All cookie butter. Chunks,
I was like,
yep.
I was like searching around for cookie
mm-hmm.
butter. That stuff is good, though.
There
I gotta
is
get
a
another
rule
jar
that if you do have the ice cream, you can't just take all the cookie butter chunks for yourself.
Excuse me, what?
It's a rule. It's a rule that we have that you can't just take.
You have a rule that says you can't just...
Did he ask you to say that there's a rule?
Domino.
What are you talking about? Anyways, guys, let's read this HuffPost article. It takes, believe it or not, takes a lot to embarrass Cody and I. Not to speak on your behalf, but...
No, it does.
I'm not very embarrassable.
No, I don't really care. It would take a lot.
I think everything is stupid and being embarrassed is just...
Because most times it's funny.
Like I always tell my kids, I love you, but no one's thinking about you.
No.
Whatever you're wearing, they're thinking about what they're wearing.
Even his own dad.
Yeah.
They don't think.
I don't think about you.
Thinking about you.
What's your name? What one are you?
Which one are you?
When's your birthday?
Well,
I missed it. All right.
Toss the younger one the keys.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
What?
Oh, you're not? You can't drive yet?
Oh, it's not you?
Oh.
Where's the other one?
Where's the one that can?
Hey, driving one.
Who's the driving one here? Yeah, all right, yeah, come on.
They're upstairs and you just hear,
what? Yeah, which one of you can do the driving?
Get
which...
out here and drive. Okay.
So they asked, the HuffPost article is saying, what are just normal things that you feel embarrassed doing? And it's an example is trying to park in a tight space or parallel parking. I'm feeling embarrassed like people are watching me.
Oh, no.
No, I'm good at that.
Not embarrassed, but it is funny sometimes when I have to use my innovation to get something off the top shelf of a grocery store.
What is your innovation?
Either another item or I do a jump move off of the lower shelf. I give the lower shelf a test.
Oh, and that's embarrassing and to you?
Not really, but it's still a little funny to watch me use to look around
mm-hmm.
and go, oh, I can use that product and like throw that product kind of at that one and it comes down.
To get it down? How come you don't have one of those little grabbers?
No.
You don't want to be a grabber?
That might embarrass me. Oh, that's a pretty
good
idea.
Does your mom have a grabber?
Maybe.
She's smaller than you.
Because that is a good idea, though, to just mm-hmm. bring one of those in there if I had the little shark handle grabber to get things down from the top shelf.
Yep. Like my father-in-law, when he mows the lawn, he has one of those grabbers on his lawnmower so he can pick up things from the yard.
Well, that's genius.
It is a genius. That's a little Velcro thing he puts on the front.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Danny, I get really embarrassed when I fart loud in the bathroom at the store. I don't. I do it for entertainment purposes.
Nobody
that doesn't embarrass me.
Nobody does here, that's for sure.
I get embarrassed opening presents in front of other people.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
What'd you get? Let me see what you got.
What'd you get?
Show me what you got. Nah, that doesn't embarrass me.
Nope.
I hope that I get embarrassed like giving gifts. I hope you like it, but I'm not really embarrassed by it. Trying on shoes at the store. I feel like everyone's watching me try on shoes at the store.
No.
All that's, my shoes are just slip-on, so it's pretty quick.
That's what they're there for, to try on shoes and stuff. So no, that'd be weird if you're everyone just staring at you.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now take it off of your...
Yeah.
Get that off your foot.
It was more embarrassing for me as a shoe salesman at Sears than it was for you. Because the old ladies would sit down.
Did you have to help them?
Oh, my God, all the time.
It was that era?
Yeah.
Of, no, let me just jam your fat, stinky old foot into
whatever
this.
Whatever you remember from Married with Children and Al Bundy, that's reality.
Oh, man.
It's old ladies that would come in, and they would never have socks on.
No.
So you got to get one of the little stocking, the pads is what they're called, and you put a pads on their old lady foot.
That's
you got to go get the extra wide... I love comfort nursing shoes or whatever we had back there.
I would have handed it to him and been like, you're putting these on yourself.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
I'm not putting your socks and shoes on for you like some old-timey errand boy.
Yeah, but I also was a little kid, all were.
Yeah.
So when kids would try on shoes, I'd always have them run for me.
Well, I mean,
I'd be like, you got to run. Run to the men's department and run back in those.
Okay.
Make sure they fit good.
Yeah.
Make sure they fit good. Run. Give me a good run.
How much room is in the front of your toes there?
Mm-hmm. Danny says, I'm embarrassed ordering a sub for some reason. Why?
I don't like when I don't know what I want at a place because my decision paralysis starts to kick in a little bit. And then I start to think that everyone's staring at me because I don't know.
Because
I'll stand
anxious.
There. Because I'll stand there for a while.
Bud. And no one's looking at you. Well, no one's thinking about you. I know you're in a line.
Well, the problem is that it'll be at a place, and they weren't not like nobody's ever been like rude about it.
Mm-hmm.
But different employees will ask you several times, like where when we were getting Vince's stuff the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They, because you're there staring. Yeah. So they're being nice and doing their jobs and being helpful. I'm like, can I help you? No, I'm just.
No,
and then I think after like the third person, somebody was like, "Want this menu? If you want to, then you can read up and have little descriptions." And I was like, "Yes,
yeah,
more than
I
anything,
want.
Do I Thank want this?"
this, and I've never gotten over it because I'll make this about me for a second. This person said, "When the barista knows my name, I'm embarrassed by that."
Why? That's great.
Obviously, because of what we do, a lot of people will know my name or know who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm always embarrassed by that, too. I've never gotten used to people knowing who I am out in public. I'm fine with it. It's my job.
Yeah.
But in my head, I know it sounds crazy, but for 20 years, I've been talking into microphones.
Yeah.
And I really only think it's Cody listening.
It is.
I don't know how to go out in the world.
It is.
I don't know how to go out in the world and people have been listening to this.
Well, they do. They
and
do.
We appreciate you and love you for that.
Bunch of people last night.
And you've given us
real quick and say they liked us.
Lovely careers for, knock on wood, hopefully a while, some way, somehow. But I do get, when everyone's like, Joe Josh, I'm like, why do you know me?
What?
Like yesterday I was getting whiskey for the whiskey show, that tin cup last night. I stopped at the liquor store in Fulton, and just to be sweet, I think they asked her my ID. They don't need my ID.
Yeah, no.
And she goes, this is how dumb I am. She goes, and I just need your ID. And I put my ID on, and she goes, I thought that was you. And I go, hi, you know me?
Who?
Who is?
Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah, I know you.
How?
Who's you?
Do you know my mom?
Are you my aunt?
Who do I know?
Does my dad owe you money?
Who is? Who is?
Okay.
You're not really my cousin, are you? I mean, you could be. I have so many goddamn cousins.
Don't you know your cousin?
You don't know my mom?
Eyeball!
He used to wipe your ass. He wiped both of your asses.
Sandy's boy from the other town here. Mm-hmm. You know him. You do.
You know him. Anyways, what are some random things that make you embarrassed? What?
Just speaking of that type situations,
mm-hmm.
You know what does? When people do the thing we don't like. Hey.
Do you know who this is? I hate that. Please don't do that. They don't know who we are.
Nobody
knows who we are.
Yes, people know us.
I know that you know who we are.
Yes.
Hey,
Oh, it's,
you know, this is the guy we listen to.
Yeah, what about this? You know this guy?
No, I mean, you know, in the morning when I'm driving to school, this is the guy.
Look at this, though.
You know that guy? These are the guys. These are the guys.
Hey, but, over there, that, you know who that is over there? That's Cody Mack.
And this
from
is
the
a,
morning.
This is just a visual gag, but then we have to stand there like this. Yeah, I did the thing.
Oh, no.
I did the thing.
No,
huh?
Don't worry. No, don't listen to it. It's,
anyway.
That's stupid.
You wouldn't like it.
And then we have to demean our whole career. It's the dumbest effing thing you've ever heard, ever seen.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
It's really stupid, and I'm really
stupid. I borderline suicidal all day long.
But that's not a joke. That's actually, sadly. What? Stone Sour, this is K-Rock Radio Stuff.
100.
Uh-huh.
He's
trying to get me to eat one of these pickled sausages, and I'm not doing it.
100, you only have to eat half of one, and I get $20. I'll take a shot of the brine.
All right, say it again.
You have to eat half of one for $80, and 20 of it I get, and I'll do a shot.
But that's not even how... We split all bits 50-50, so I was going to give go to Jen and explain.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unless you just gave me cash. Well,
that's true. Yeah, I don't know how that would work then.
So you want
I'll do a shot of the brine, but you have to eat half of
again,
one.
Again, I can't believe that Lee Baldwin
instead of just a bite.
Came in here and raw-dogged one of these sausages yesterday, guys.
Because I want...
JoJo had to call him yesterday for banking stuff, and she apologized to him.
That's wicked
for
funny.
Having to eat one of these.
Because I know people like them, but I don't know if we will. So if you don't, it'd be funnier if you had then had to take two more bites.
Oh, guys, I can't because of my blood pressure. I can't eat. I would love to, if my doctor says.
Anything, that might be a good reason, but we just you won't be allowed to have anything else for the rest of the day.
My
that
doctor
has salt.
Says it's the salt. Yeah,
or
I just
2 days.
Can't eat.
Or 3 days.
Just can't get into these, you know what I'm saying?
But if you like kielbasa, I think you might like that. Everybody likes it.
I don't know why. I don't know why. Because I do love kielbasa.
So you,
I do like pickles.
Honestly, I think you're going to end up liking it, and you're going to make out like a bandit.
That's my fear.
And I'm not going to, because I'm going to have to take a shot of that brine and have all
the
aftertaste and burps, but none of the delicious sausage flavor.
Anyways, it's been a large focus of this week's show. Is this a...
I mean,
pickled
I think
sausage. I'm going to post a photo of them on my Instagram, K-Rock Josh.
But I don't know. I don't want a wiener looking thing because I don't know what you do, but pickled sausage for the wheel tattoos.
Should I offer these up in our meeting today?
Oh,
I'll bring these into the meeting.
Bring it in. It's,
anybody?
Anybody wants before we get going.
Before we get talking about Taste of Syracuse, anybody want to take a pull off the pickled sausages?
Quick pull
help
off
yourself.
Show sausage.
Other side of this, we will get into some hockey gaming. Whoa. We will get into your 90s at 9.
All right.
And get ready for a big Cocoa Puff show tonight at 7 o'clock.
Run the big show.
The end.
5-finger death punch. Good morning. This is K-Rock. All right, so here's the business.
Yo, you got that business?
Let's get that business out of the way, all right?
Ooh.
Tonight at 7 o'clock. I don't know what's going on the Today Show right now. Tonight at 7 o'clock, of course, Cody goes live again.
Oh, my God. More internets, dude.
Guys, you got to be following us on Twitch. We're doing so many shows because I'm going to do a house party tomorrow night, too.
So much internets.
Yeah, tomorrow. It's a Memorial Day weekend, and I don't know if it's going to be cold and rainy tomorrow night. I'll do a little 7 o'clock house party. So
sounds like it's going to be.
We do a lot of evening streams over there as well. So if you can't get enough of this stupidity during the day, guys, we just keep doing it in the evening as well.
Yeah.
Follow twitch.tv/theshow. It's free. Zero monies, but if you want a sub, you get a lot of fun stuff there. Joe's Buds and East Coast Emeralds present tonight's show, 7 o'clock.
And
right now,
boom,
in that same location, we'll play our video games. Gaming stream, powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Locations all over Central New York, now open in Rome. Also brought to you by Hidden Gardens, coming soon to the north side of Syracuse.
Now it's springtime and it's blooming, so it won't be hidden
spring
too much longer.
Spring has sprung.
It gets sprung.
Heads on the Canadiens, tails on the Hurricanes.
I am the...
Whatever you initially want to say...
Yeah.
Always say the opposite.
Okay, so I'm the Canadians.
You are the Canadians. I am the Hurricanes.
That's
you are
hilarious.
The Canadians.
Well,
yeah, whatever you want to happen for the games, just always say the other thing.
Yep.
Because that's what it always is. So,
yep.
Place your bets in Twitch right now. You can win some show bucks. Canadians at Hurricanes for your gaming stream.
Show bucks.
Radio World, you get cake. Coming to town in about a week.
Oh, wow, yeah.
K-Rock. Okay,